Hey Harrison, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. We are now joined by our race-winning driver, Harrison Burton, driver of the number 20 Morton Buildings Dex Imaging Toyota. Harrison, take us through your race and especially that last lap, those last few seconds.
Yeah, we had a crazy race for sure. We started out really fast, kind of made a pit call to short pit everyone and try and go get in front of everyone for stage two. We won our first stage today as well. We've won three races, but that was the first stage we won. So that was a good sign of our speed. And then the driver decided to try and get more than the car could handle, and I spun out. Kind of threw us through a loop, but my team kind of kept me, you know, rallied and motivated and confident. To come back from a spin is kind of tough because your confidence goes down. You feel like you don't really know where the limit is anymore because you thought you were okay and then spun out. So my team kind of kept me good through that. And we just had an amazing race car, and that's that makes everything easy, right?
Awesome. Well, we will go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead when you're ready, Bob.
Yeah, Harrison, on the pass, was that the line that you wanted? And I mean, was the door just kind of hugely open and you said, I'm taking it?
So honestly, the last few laps there behind the 21, I was running the bottom through there. And I was making good time, but once I kind of went up to the PJ1 up there, I kind of felt like that was the place to be. When I'm in a position with, you know, us being out of the playoffs now, where I can just say, hey, if I wreck, I wreck. I'm going for the win. And I drove a car in probably too deep and got on the gas probably too soon. And for whatever reason, it stuck. So if I could do that every lap, I wish I could. But I think we saw earlier in the race that I can't because I spun out trying to do the same thing. So I'm not really sure how or why it stuck, but I'm pretty excited that it did.
Thank you.
We will go next to Rob Tiongson. Go ahead when you're ready, Rob.
Harrison, first of all, congratulations on your win today at Texas Motor Speedway. And after that, my first question for you is, you know, given that you went through that summer swoon, how special was it to get that win today at a track that your father won at on two occasions?
Yeah, that's always cool. I love winning at places that I grew up either watching my dad win at or seeing videos and pictures of my dad winning. And you know, my dad won his first cup race here, and I think it was the first cup race here as well. And the videos of my mom and crying and my dad excited and all that, I grew up kind of watching that stuff. And then you know, when my racing career kind of took off in a way where I had opportunities to come to the places that my dad had raced at, it was always cool to kind of remember what I did here as a kid, you know, playing on the playgrounds at each racetrack or the motorhome lot with other kids in here. And then now to kind of write my own, you know, be my own man and do my own things here is awesome. Obviously, I haven't done it at the level that my dad did yet, and he'll probably still hold that over me as much as he can. But, you know, hopefully one day I have the opportunity to do that as well.
And my last question for you would be, I know earlier in the year you did these Icebox Pickup Throwdown Challenge races, and I was saying on Twitter, like, this seems to be kind of reminiscent of what we were going through in the summer, because you were right in the hunt, and, you know, lo and behold, sim racing, like, lived up to true situation with you getting catching the win against Noah Gragson.
Yeah, that is crazy.
How cool is that?
That is awesome. You know, that iRacing, those things we did in the iRacing, you know, realm, while we were kind of all quarantined away trying to stay safe, was kind of what kept me sane, right? Because I was leading the points at the time in Xfinity, and I just wanted to be at the racetrack. This is my happy place. This is what I love to do, right? So when you're kind of stripped away from that and you're sitting on your couch wondering what to do, that was nice to be able to have something to compete in. And that, I definitely think those races kind of kept me fresh and kept me in the competing, you know, mindset. And also they were just a lot of fun. So that's the main thing.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Harrison.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Dustin Albino. Go ahead when you're ready, Dustin.
Yeah, Harrison, when you got around the 21, did you think there was any chance you were even going to be able to catch Noah there?
I knew it had to be a pretty special group of laps there. I looked at the gap. I knew that there was lap traffic. So that was something that I kind of factored in that maybe I could get through there better. But I knew I just had to be perfect with, you know, hitting the marks and just driving as hard as I possibly could. I've never really I wish I could explain to you guys what it's like those last few laps, how locked in you are, how focused you are. It's like you're in your own world and you're all you can feel is the grip of the grip level of the car. And you know, there's definitely something to that. You know, being in that mental state of those last few laps of I gotta make it happen, and hopefully I can find a way to kind of be that way throughout the whole race. I think that might be a horse something. I got to look into that.
Thanks, Harrison. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll go next to Nick Lewis. Go ahead with your question when you're ready.
Hey, Harrison. Congratulations on the win today. Your dad was talking about a talk that he had with you recently during the TV broadcast. How much of his experience do you lean on versus going out and getting your own experience on the track?
Well, as far as actually driving goes, I kind of have to rely on my own experience, right? Because you feel things your own way. You drive the car your own way. You want the car to be a certain way so you can drive it yourself, not so that someone else can drive it, right? And so for actually driving, once I got older, my dad stepped back. But what my dad was always great at and what I want to be great at one day was the mental side of the game. My dad was always, you know, trying to be the best he could be. It kept him up at night that other people were working, trying to beat him. And I kind of have that same drive in me as well, where if I hear someone is working hard, that makes me want to work harder than them. Right. And so I don't know exactly what he was talking about. I haven't rewatched the race yet. But you know, the talks that I think mean the most between me and my dad is, you know, digging deep. This is such a hard sport. There's so many things that can't go your way, so many things that can go your way. And sometimes you just can't explain why or why not they happen. So, you know, being mentally tough and something that my dad always was is really important to me and something that I'm really proud of to have my dad. You know, he's a hero to me. So that's definitely cool.
Awesome. Thank you. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Sam. Hey, Harrison, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. So, you know, did you ever – so when did you know, like, when did you know that you thought you could catch him?
Not until the last corner, honestly. I knew that I had a shot, right? I never gave up. But not until the last corner did I think I had a real shot at passing him. I don't really know how I – like I said, I don't really know how it stuck. Like I drove the car and just decided if I crashed, I crashed, or if I won, I won. And yeah, that's kind of a good place to be mentally, I guess, right? Where you're able to kind of say that and do that. And I honestly didn't expect it until I was side by side with him. And then I was worried about the drag race to the line, but we had so much momentum, we were kind of gone. And yeah, then I was just excited.
And do you have your plans straightened out for 2021 yet? Do you have anything to announce on that or no?
Yeah, I don't have anything to announce here yet, but I think we're heading the right direction. I love where I'm at. My partners that I have are amazing. You know, Morton Buildings, they've been with me for so long. I'm pretty sure this might be the first win I've ever had with them. And whatever reason, it worked out to where all the races I've won have been the Dex only car. And now this weekend we're in the Dex and Morton Supra. So, that's pretty cool. So hopefully that kind of helps build those relationships. Those people that are on the car are why I can race. And, yeah, hopefully they're excited. I'm excited to go home and call and talk to all those guys.
All right. Thanks, Harrison.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Harrison, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.